Welcome to the Big Guys Triumphant Return Show. First show in 2018, but before I go any further, you know I can't go any further without the one, the only, Big Jesse. What's up, brother? How you doing?
No, I'm good. What's up? You probably could go a little further because everybody probably feels like they hear me too much on everything. So I feel like when you said triumphant return, we needed like gladiatorial music, like dun 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 or something.
Oh man, there's been a lot, man. Like I said, this is our first show back in 2018,
which is crazy because it seemed like we did so many. We were just pounding them out last year, especially with that three-part Christmas and everything.
Yeah, those were the last ones we did, man. We're just boom, 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 right after another. We're not halfway through the year, are we? Maybe.
Don't they consider that like June? So I guess we would be.
Oh yeah, we're sorry, everyone. we're halfway through the year.
Hey, at the very first show, we said there was no schedule. So.
Oh man, but it's awesome to be back. A lot of things. If you guys just listen to this show and nothing else, then you know. If you listen to all my crap, you know what's going on. And if you listen to Horacopia and...
Horacopia is still alive. The 200th episode was recorded last night. So,
all right. Yeah, man. You know where we've been up to. But as for us together, the big guys...
I feel like it's been a year since we've talked.
Yeah.
If it hasn't, but...
Man, dude, we're just gonna do a catching up show for what we've been up to, because we talk every now and then. We just haven't we've both been real busy with everything. But I mean, I'm gonna get to your big news. You need to
my
tell
new computer everyone, chair
that too. But this was something that I had seen on Facebook, and I was like, wait, what? And I wasn't even sure what I just read, and I was like, that's why I texted you. I was like, what's going on over there?
Yeah, you're like, what's going on over there? I'm like, I knew what you meant, obviously, but it seemed like it came out of left field for a lot of people. Like, no one, I mean, everyone knew, well, I guess you didn't, because we didn't really talk, we haven't talked.
Yeah.
No one really knew when it was going to happen, but everybody knew it was kind of heading in that direction. But then it just sort of happened.
Give us the play-by-play. Or when did you... Well, tell everyone what happened.
Yeah, okay. last Friday. I shouldn't say single because I wasn't single, but I am now an engaged blind Frankenstein.
A.K.A. Big Jesse.
Right. That's right. Yep. You introduced me as that, so yeah.
Oh my God! I've been married 23 years now, but I've been with Renee for 28 years. I don't know, a long time. When did you realize it? She's the one.
We have always. Well, I shouldn't say always, but. Little bit of a backstory. Her and I, Katie and I, dated before, and some things went down, and we broke up in like 2014. And then I dated some other people. I'm trying not to use rude words here.
All right.
But we start. What happened? I can tell this too. What happened was. When Beth left, who I don't know. Did you ever have any interactions with her?
I feel like
she left pretty much like right after we started kind of talking.
If I did, it was just like if we were recording and maybe she was there. That okay. Was it.
But the day she left, I started thinking, I don't know, you know, when we've all been through breakups, you've been through them, I'm sure.
Yep.
Like you start thinking about things. And the first thing I started thinking was I want to apologize to anyone I've ever hurt in any way. And standing in the shower, that's not relevant to this, but And that's what I was thinking about. And I was like, I'm going to eat, because Katie has had reached out a couple times after we broke up about, like, just seeing how I was. And then we had a giant storm here, and she's in the same state but lives a few hours away. So she texted me to ask if, like, the family was okay and everything, which I thought was pretty cool. So I thought, I want to email her and just apologize for everything, because that's kind of the mindset I was in. So we started talking, and a month later she came to hang out. And then a month after that, we were like, it was one of those things where we both pretty much knew we were going to get back together, but she didn't want it to be in the same month that we got together in our last relationship. So we had to wait an extra month, but so we got back together, and then we've always kind of talked about it, like knew that that was the end game. And when I was going to Disney World, which I have some stories from that too, she wanted me to get her one of these pearls. Like, they have you pick out an oyster, and all the oysters, well, pretty much all the oysters that they farm there in the Japanese part of Epcot have pearls. So I got this pearl, and then I was looking at different settings, and they had a ring, and I was like, well, that'd be kind of nice. So I got her the ring, and I kind of always planned on the engagement, like getting her another ring for the pearl, but I knew she was coming down the next weekend, and I was like, I'm going to do this. I was like, you know, I'll just give her this ring with the pearl, and it just felt right and felt like perfect situation. So that Friday, we were going to go out to Cracker Barrel with my mom, and I was like, you know, can you come here a minute? And there wasn't anything really behind it, any like grand gesture, because like I said, we have talked about it for a while now. And it was funny because after she said yes and everything, she was like quiet. And I'm like, you know, what's going on? She's like, I'm trying to Google on my phone which hand to put the ring on. She was freaking out. She's like, I should know this. So like we were laughing about that. And then 5 minutes being engaged, she got mad at me because I wanted to make the Chucky doll I have be the ring bearer. And she wasn't having it. She wasn't having any of that, but. So yeah, I am engaged, and boy, did Facebook blow up with that picture.
Yeah, it did. That
I got like, it felt like my birthday. Like, I get so tired out replying and saying thank you to everybody that wishes me birthday wishes, and it was kind of the same thing.
Should have just did one big thank you, everyone.
I know. I thought of that, and I know a lot of people do that, but I figured people took the time to say something instead of just like. I was like, I feel like I should answer back the people I knew. So.
Yeah, man, that was huge news.
Yeah, like I'm sure it was for you, just like browsing Facebook, and then holy yeah, shit!
I was down at Comic Con, and I took a little break for a second. I just kind of walking around. I just sat down, and I just got on Facebook, and I saw that, and then I didn't want to answer on there or say anything on there. That's why I texted you.
You were one of the few people that like. And I mean, I'm grateful for everything and all the people that said stuff, but you were one of the few people that actually like reached out and like texted me, you know, personally one-on-one. So that was cool. I was very appreciative of that.
Right on, man. I was just like, wait, whoa. It like blew my mind. I mean, especially Comic-Con, man. There's so much stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere. And this is what took my... like blew my mind, and then not really blew my mind, but took most of my attention the rest of the day, because I was like, wow. And then when I finally ran into Renee, because they were out everywhere else.
Oh, did they go with you?
Yeah, they were with me.
I didn't know she was. Well, that's cool.
I told Renee, I said, Jesse just got engaged, and she was like, what? And I was like, yeah. He goes, did you know? I said, no. I said, I didn't even know any of this was brewing, but I mean, it was good, man. It wasn't like a bad shocker, like, that motherfucker didn't tell me nothing.
Right, yeah.
No, it was just, right, yeah. I was like, oh my God. I mean, I was just happy, dude. I mean, there was a little episode, especially when I go to Comic-Con. Comic-Con was my brother, Sweet Rob, that passed. It was always something for us. So I'm having fun. I know he wants me to have fun, but then there's always that little bit of,
Oh yeah,
you of sadness of when I'm down right. there. So
is that how you guys met, or did you know him before that?
No, we met at work, and I was the one that told him about Comic-Con. So he came with me. I went 2005. He came with me 2006, and from there on, I can't remember how he went to a lot of them with me. So. Mm-hmm. It was cool. So, yeah, one morning, a Friday morning, I just kind of woke up kind of bummed out. But I was still going to go out and have fun. But then after I saw your post, dude, that just, like, lifted my spirits to another level. I was like, wow, man, right on. So I was happy, dude, man. It almost put a little tear in my eye. But I just I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God. I mean, again, like with all the stuff that's around you at Comic-Con, everywhere you look, there's something.
Oh my God. I can't imagine. Like, I've always wanted to go. I can't imagine what it's probably like.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh my God. All I could picture is you two. And I was like, man, right on, man. That's awesome, dude. That's awesome news, man. Especially for the listeners. So, man. Well, other than that, that's probably the biggest news. We could end the show right here. But
at least I didn't make you cry like the Journey song.
Speaking of that Journey song.
Oh God. Don't tell me it came up again.
Yeah, we were driving, and we were coming back from Oregon. It was me and Renee and Marky and Eric. And that song came on. And I remember telling Marky this story. Of what had happened. If you guys are new to the show and you don't know, go back to episode 1 of The Big.
Episode 1, we started with a bang.
Yeah, we did. And it was...
I made you laugh and cry in the same episode.
That song came on, and then as soon as you hear the piano in the beginning, I was like...
Yep, right. Yep,
exactly. And that's what I told Renee. I had told her the story already, but I told Marky what had happened. And he was like, wow. And ever since you first told that story and listening to that song, every time it comes on, that's all I can think of. And I'm like, man.
It was, yeah, not to bring the mood down, but the funny thing is I got engaged on Friday, and it was 3 years that she passed on Saturday. So that was kind of weird. Mm-hmm. It was like one of those like stop and think moments. I was like, oh.
Well, I mean. She was there. She was there with you. She's there with
right.
All our loved ones are with us every day.
Oh right, exactly. So that's
that was awesome. But
yeah, I survived Disney.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. Like I said, I mean, what else is going on? And how was that? How was that? How hot was it?
Oh my God! It was like 90. Like they were saying that it was cool, and it was like 92 degrees, and I'm like, oh. But. The first day, like I knew, it was gonna be crazy because we're driving. We got a house, like our family. It was me and my mom and dad, and my aunt and uncle and their son and his wife and their kids. And my dad was staying back at the beach house. He didn't go to Disney, so it was me and my mom and my aunt and uncle in the car, and we're driving. And there's traffic everywhere. And we had about an hour and a half drive. So we get on like the interstate or whatever it is, like going into Orlando. And this car pulls up and it's a guy in a white shirt and a tie. And my aunt, in literally like the most serious voice I've ever heard her say, she goes, "Let him in, Tony. He's a businessman." Like, we all just died laughing, almost like the businessman was more important than every other traveler on the road because he had to get to work. And so the whole rest of the trip, he kept saying, you know, different people like, "Are you an army veteran? That's great, but get to the back of the line because this line's only for businessmen." Like, it was just, it was insane. But it was nice. I mean, we had fun. It was... Epcot was very hot. I don't know. Have you ever been there?
Never, ever been to Florida.
Okay. Epcot was very hot. Well, they're both hot, but Epcot has, like, more of the walking because you have, like, the park, and then you have the Showcase of Worlds, what Showcase of Countries, which is, like, a walking tour of different pavilions for, like, Mexico, Japan, China. And in total that day, I think we walked 9 miles, like according to the iPhone. So it was a lot of walking. It was very hot. There were a lot of people. And then Thursday, what's that?
That's all. I'm just grunting.
Yeah. Well, then Thursday was the Magic Kingdom, and it's not as large, but it's kind of, when you think of Disney World, everybody pretty much thinks of the Magic Kingdom. That's the one with like the castle and everything. And we walked 7 miles that day, but it was so hot. There were so many more people. And the end of the night, we got ice cream, like these churro ice cream sandwiches. They were really good. But we were trying to walk through the park to leave, and it was time for the can you pause that a second? I gotta let my dog out of the room.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, sorry about that.
All right.
Good?
Yeah, we're good. Go ahead.
So we got these churro ice cream sandwiches that were like ice cream in the middle of two churros. And they're really good, but we were walking through the park to get out to go to our cars because there's like a nighttime show and we didn't want to get stuck in the crowd. Well, this crowd was insane. It felt like something from the apocalypse. We had to go through gift shops to get around people and then like come out the gift shops that would take us like away from the crowds kind of thing. And I'm eating my ice cream, not thinking anything about it. And then I realized I lost half the ice cream. So I had ice cream, I had powdered sugar, I had cinnamon all caked down the front of my t-shirt. It was awful. It was cinnamon sugar on my mom's arm because I was holding her arm. It was, oh my God, it was a nightmare. So we finally, I wish I had a picture of it. Like, we just threw the shirt. It was like a cheap shirt. We only threw the shirt. We even threw the shirt out because it's like it wasn't worth trying to wash. It was caked everywhere. So we get in the car. We get back to the hotel or the house we rented. We are on the 7th floor of the condo. The elevator is broke. After walking 7 miles in Disney, we have to walk up 14 flights of steps to get to the 7th floor.
Oh.
And I just took off running. I was so far ahead of everybody else. I had to stop 3 or 4 times for them to catch up, but I was like, I just need to get through these steps or I'm going to collapse and never going to make it.
What's the temperature at night? Is it still...
It's like 79 degrees.
Is it humid too?
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, we have humidity here, but it never, like, it seemed like every day there is the 90s, where some days, you know, we have 80s and stuff here, but just too many people. Like, and I know it's crowded and everybody says that, but I would never go in the summer ever again if I ever went back to Disney because it's just too many, the crowds are just too many people. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know when to go. I mean, I know I'll never go in the summer, but...
The first time I ever went, I went with one of my exes and her family. We went in, like, March, and that was pretty nice. I think the high was, like, 60-some. So, like, to me, coming from the winter, that was, like, summer temperatures. They were all cold as shit, but...
Is it, like...
I mean,
Is it humid down there, like... year round, or
I don't know for sure, but it seems like it to me. Like it, I don't know. It just seems like it's probably always humid. But I'd say go once, like even if you're an adult, like obviously we are. Just to say you've seen it one time, I think everybody needs to experience it once. Well, just because
we want to go, and we'll probably wait until Daniel's a little bit older, but Eventually want to take him to Disneyland, but oh man, yeah, I've always wanted to go there, but we've just never gone. And yeah, I don't know. Eventually, I mean, how much Star Wars stuff is there?
That's mostly in Hollywood Studios. We didn't go there, but like there was some stuff in the Magic Kingdom. But Hollywood Studios has like character meet and greets with some of them and stuff like that. I figure you'll go when Star Wars Land opens, probably. Oh,
of course. Is this just like Disneyland in Florida? Or here's the first question. Have you ever been to Disneyland in California? No.
But I think like Disneyland is probably like what the Magic Kingdom is there. I think they're similar.
Because it's got the castle. It's got Matterhorn and Space Mountain. And
yeah, it's Magic Kingdom's pretty much the same as... I think it's bigger, but... the same as Disneyland, but then they have the three other parks. So
we only got one other park. We got a California Adventure. It's basically right across from it.
Okay. I want to go to Universal sometime because I want to go to Harry Potter World.
We went by there the other night. I was down in LA with Mike the past few days, and we drove by there. We were going to go to the City Walk, but it was kind of late. So but
I've heard that's really nice, though.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, the City Walk is just a bunch of stores and
yeah, right.
It's cool. Restaurants and what have you. Because
people will say that like they don't really like the restaurant experience in the parks of Universal, but to go to City Walk for everything because they said the restaurants there are better.
If there's restaurants in Universal, I don't remember. All I know is just the regular little.
It's not like Disney where they're known for their food and everything.
No,
it seems like.
I mean, like we've been into restaurants at Disneyland. But yeah, man, you should definitely check it out. And if you ever do come out this way and you guys go to Universal, let me know, man. Shit, I'll come down because I love Universal. I was trying to tell Mike, man. I was like, dude, we need to go. He goes, well, what is it? I said, it's just a bunch of movie stuff. I said, I figure
he would have known what it was.
Yeah, so you don't have to ride the ride. He's not one guy to ride rides. I mean, we rode.
I'm not either, but like that's another thing for me at least. The rides at Disney aren't like regular amusement rides. So like if I like them, then anybody can handle them because I don't like roller coasters or anything like that.
As far as rides at Universal, I know there's.
Do they have the Harry Potter thing there? Or
yeah,
is that only in Florida?
Yeah, no, that they have it there. I haven't been in it, but.
Were you into those movies at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't seen the very last one.
I have them all. I got them for Christmas, but I haven't. Yeah. I'm planning on doing a giant watch of them all, but I haven't gotten to it yet.
I have
and I want to watch that Maze Runner because you told me it was good.
Oh, that's awesome. I have all the Harry Potter movies. I just haven't watched the very last one. The Zisu got me with our Up to the Challenge show to watch Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Oh, my God. I love that movie.
Oh, my God. That was awesome. And both of us, man, we cannot wait for the next one.
I can't either.
So, I mean, it's cool. But
we all need to, like, invent a time machine so the three of us can go watch stuff together.
I know. I mean, the Harry Potter's world down there, I mean, it's been there, but I just haven't gone. It's been a few years, so I'm sure if you go now, like, during the week... I always go during the week. I never go on the weekends.
How far is it from you, like from where you live now?
It's hours. I'd say like 9-hour drive.
That'd be like us going to North Carolina, the beach then.
Yeah, if I drove to or if I jumped on a plane, I'd be there in a few hours. But I definitely want to go. But what I want to do first before I go is drop a few more pounds. So
that's the thing with... Not to interrupt you, but that's the thing with Disney. I've noticed a big difference. Like when I went back to the doctor's this week, which is another big thing that happened.
Yeah,
in some ways bigger than the engagement.
I was leading into that.
Oh, okay. I've lost 30 pounds since October of last year, which might not sound like a lot, but you know, to me it is.
It is, dude. You look slim and trim. Pictures.
Thanks. And they took me off. She took me off the diabetes medicine.
So. Oh, right on.
But I noticed it in Disney. I'm like, if I was the same weight, I would have had a hell of a lot more trouble than I did. Like, I didn't have really any problems with the heat or anything like that. So I'm just feeling, life's good. I'm feeling good. That's pretty much the summing it all up.
Right on. Yeah, man, that's Comic-Con, man. I mean, I've walked at least 9 miles.
Yeah, that's a lot of walking, right?
9 miles a day. We were there for...
That's like Disney-level walking, then.
Yeah, we were there for four.
We could have... I mean, I know you've talked about it probably on all your shows, but we could even... Like, I have so many questions. Did you see... Well, here's a quick one. Did you see any screenings?
No, I didn't. I didn't get into any. There wasn't really any that I wanted to see. There were screenings down there, but it was just like industry screenings. I was like, man, this is Comic-Con. There used to be a screening every night, but I don't know. There was a screening that Renee and Eric and Theo got into. I kind of had no interest, but then the way everyone's talking about it now, I kind of want to go see it. It was that Teen Titans Go, the movie.
Yeah, I've never watched the show, but people are saying the movie was good.
Yeah, these guys, the three of them, they saw it. They said it was really good. And so I was like, all right, I'll check it out.
Does that come out this Friday?
It's out. It's out right now.
Oh,
is it? Yeah, so they went to see that. I didn't. I was too busy doing other things. I went to a few panels. I went to the WWE panel.
I saw you went to that one. I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, that was fun, man. That was awesome. Yeah, just the new toys that are coming out.
Did they have anybody there?
Yeah, Kurt Hawkins was there. The guy that can never win. He's got the longest losing streak. And Zack Ryder, he was there because he's a huge collector. Him and Kurt Hawkins are both collectors of toys and all kinds of other things.
I was going to say longtime wrestling fans. It doesn't seem that long now, but I guess it really was. The Edgeheads.
Yeah, both of them. They kind of brought that up a little bit. Becky Lynch was there. She was there not last year, the year before.
Yeah, you saw her before, right?
Yeah, I saw her like 2 years ago when she was there with the New Day and all them.
That's right. God, that's been 2 years since I remember doing that show, talking about it.
Yeah, AJ Styles was there again. And then they pretty much brought them out and that was it. But then they were talking, then all of a sudden you heard that, yeah, and out walked Woken Matt Hardy, and he went through his whole spiel. That was awesome.
I love that character. I do.
I'm glad that they brought that to the WWE because it was all TNA when he
that was the ended. Best part. Well, I've heard recently, I didn't watch it, but everyone's saying that like maybe finally TNA's hit their stride because I guess their pay-per-view was really good.
Yeah, I mean that saved it. I mean when he
but for a while, yeah, I guess last week's pay-per-view they're saying is really good, but that stuff was so entertaining. Like having King Maxwell and all that shit.
Yeah, dude, it was crazy.
He's great on Twitter too. I don't know if you really go on Twitter.
And Brother Nero and all them. So it was awesome. He came out, did his whole spiel, and then once he took his little jacket off or whatever, he was just Matt Hardy because then he started talking normal. But he had the crowd all hyped. Everybody screaming "delete, delete" and all that. So. That was awesome. Their new line of toys for the WWE wrestling figures is called the Elite Squad. He called it the Delete Squad. So that was awesome. I mean, there were some people in that panel that weren't wrestling fans. They were obviously waiting for whatever was next. Had no idea why we were all excited.
They got it. But see, I understand people aren't into it, but it's like Comic-Con. No matter what your fandom is, you should understand other people being excited about their fandom.
Yeah, so, but it was cool, man. I think that was one of the highlights of the show. I also ran into Lita on the con floor when I was walking around. Oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. She's my all-time.
Even now, she still is?
Yes, she's my all-time favorite female wrestler. So it was good to see her. I met her before in Sacramento. It was good to run into her on the floor.
What other panel did you go to?
There was another one I went into. I was like really tired, or my feet were starting to hurt, so I just wanted to sit down. I don't know what it is, man. I just kind of walk into the right panels, and
yeah, because that same year I think you did the WWE one. It was the sports star that does comics. I forget who said it.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
This one. they were talking about some new anime show that was coming on, and then they started talking to this guy that does the music for the Stranger Things TV show.
Oh, that's cool.
And he acted like he didn't even want to talk about it, but they kept throwing questions at him, and that was real interesting.
Probably one of those things where he's probably sick of it.
Yeah, I think so. So it was cool to listen to all that, and then I wanted to hear more, but then the Z show was texting me, "Hey, bro, where are you?" And I'm like, so I got up and left. But it's always good to just go in there and into some random panel and just sit down and not really know what's happening on the stage. But once you start listening, it gets
you get kind of into it.
Yeah, it is. Well, so, but other than that, man, those are the only two panels that I went into. Other than that, I was running around all over the place.
We haven't talked in so long. How was your Texas Frightmare experience?
Oh, man, that was awesome. If you guys haven't listened to that show, and I'm...
Okay, you do. That's how behind I am. Okay, yeah, I'll just listen.
It's my 100th episode. Okay. Lance and I, it's only like two episodes back. Lance.
Oh, you mean that witchboard hater? I don't associate with him anymore.
speaking of witchboard, man, Mike took me to the witchboard house. It's down in L.A.
Oh, my God. Awesome. You mean like where she lived?
Yeah, the house that she lived in where it was all going down. I couldn't get it. There's no way you can get in there. But
Right. Does someone own it? Like, yes, is it
somebody, actual house? Yeah, somebody lives there. Okay. There's a fence around it, so I could see it. And all these trees have grown in front of it, but you can still see that it's the house. And speaking of houses, he also took me to...
is he a fan of the movie?
Yeah, Mike likes it.
Okay.
The original Halloween, John Carpenter's Halloween. We took me to the street where the house that Michael Myers got shot in when he fell off the balcony. He took me to that house, and
now was that in the movie? Was that the same house that like she was watching Tommy in, or is that a different house?
It was the Doyle house. It was Tommy.
Okay, it was that one. Okay.
And across the street is the Wallace house where that little girl, Lindsay Wallace, where she lived. Yeah. I thought it was like maybe different. It's right on the same street, dude. It's like maybe a house away. That one looks different now from in 1978 when that one came out. But it was cool to just go there and see, and we were taking pictures. And the peoples that live in those houses, they know.
You'd have to, like, not that you're, I mean, everyone's horror fan, but you'd have to know by now, like, people just randomly looking at your house.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure they're used to it, because when we were looking at the Wallace house, there was people in the windows, and I didn't see them at first, and one of them was just, like, waving. I mean, I didn't want them to come out. What are you doing? Why are you looking at my house? But
yeah, you would think like with a house like that, they'd have to know what it was.
I'm sure they know. And the other thing that's weird, dude, like right around the corner, maybe a block or so away, is the Nightmare on Elm Street house.
So that was filmed in the same area?
Yeah, it's right off of Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood.
Did you stop at that one too?
We went to that one before. I've seen that one. Quick little story. Kyle always wanted to know what Freddy Krueger was, so I let him watch the first three movies. Nothing else after that.
Did he like them?
Yeah, he did. The rest of after part three, the rest just went downhill, in my opinion. I know there's someone screaming at me.
Yeah, I'm not going to scream, but I've always liked four. I think that's because it's the first one I ever saw.
I'm going to have to watch four again, because Mike was, when we were driving around, Mike was going, "Hey, there's that one place in part four." And I'm like, I don't even remember. The only part of that movie I remember is when the dog pissed fire in the beginning. That's all I remember.
But this could be a whole nother discussion, and it probably should be, but those movies don't... This is going to shock the horror community. They don't hold up for me. I can watch Halloween like any day, but I have to be in a right mood to even watch the first one. I don't know why.
The
first one's good, and the third one's good, but it's not like Halloween where I can literally watch it any day of the week.
The first three I can watch any time. Part two is kind of special to me because I interviewed...
Yeah, we did a show on part two.
I interviewed Mark, what's his name, the main guy, Jesse, in the movie. And part three is I met pretty much all the Dream Warriors, except for Patricia Arquette. I met all them at...
Didn't they do a comic book series like following on from the Dream Warriors, I think, recently?
I don't know. That sounds cool. I'll have to look into it because I'd like to
read that. I could be totally wrong, but I think they did.
I don't know, man. I'll look into it, dude, because if that's real, man, I'll read it. But it was cool, man. We just kind of looked around, and he showed me those houses, and that was awesome.
How's his movies coming along?
The Smudging, he's having another screening in San Diego in November. And I don't know. Somebody,
did you say it was coming out, though?
Yeah, it is. Or? It's out now, but it...
Is it where?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
Okay. Yeah, find out, because I'd like to see it.
I
guess I'm his Facebook friend. I could ask him.
Somebody saw it, and then they wanted to screen it down at the Native Center in San Diego. So that's going on in November. I'm going down for that. We just started a new project. We were filming
you were doing that one. I remember you showed me like clips of you guys in the car or something.
We were filming Mashego, but then we kind of went on hiatus with that one for a little bit because one of the actors was something happened. So we started this another project called Ghost Box. We're going to go into it on my next episode of MacNez. But we started filming. We went down. That's why I was down in L.A.
Okay.
We went down there. We were in.
Does it have anything to do with the Ghost Box invention or contraptions that you can have?
What are those?
They're like radio. Like, supposedly you can pick up voices in different places through like a radio single. Oh, is that what it's about?
Okay. Yeah, that's what it's about. It's kind of sad, dude. I was during one of the scenes we were filming, I kind of stepped to the side and I started crying. It's
just because I'm sure
it was kind of sad, but I mean, it's fun to help Mike. I did some filming and I did some special effects in it. Cheesy special effects, everyone, before you think I'm a...
Aren't those the best kind, though?
Yeah, they are,
in
man.
A way. It's I mean, shit.
It was fun. It was fun doing it. I haven't seen any of the footage. Mike's kind of putting some little something together so he can show me. We still have more filming to do, so it's not even close to being finished yet.
But I definitely want to see the Smudging. So
yeah, this one we're filming now, it's going to be a short. He kept getting these. Man, I shouldn't. I said, no, dude, leave it as a short. Don't go.
Yeah, that might be easier in some ways.
Yeah, don't go overboard and try to make this into a full movie. I said, just keep it as a short and that's it. So it was cool, man. But oh man, where we filmed out in Palmdale in Lancaster, California, out in the desert, dude. A brother of ours lives out there because we filmed some stuff at his house. But we filmed some stuff out in the desert, and it was hot. Oh my god, I was just like,
Did the deserts have humidity, or is it just like dry?
It's just dry. Okay. I'd rather have the dry heat any day, but
I would too. Being in, we were walking through Disney, and I was like, man, I wish it was just dry heat.
Oh, I was,
because humidity is just awful. Like, humidity is just awful in general.
Have you been to Vegas?
No. My mom and dad were recently, but I've never been there.
If you want dry heat, go to Vegas and you can have all you want. I never go down there in the summer.
Are they hot all year round pretty much?
No. It's nice during the winter and the spring, but as soon as summer hits, dude, it's like 100 degrees at midnight.
I'm good.
We filmed some stuff out in the desert. We filmed some stuff at our brother Joe's house. And that was really cool. So that's coming. It's in the works. I have no idea when we'll be done. I know we have to film some more stuff down there, and I think he's bringing it up to the Bay Area. We're going to film some more. We basically filmed the ending. And
are you a character in it, or are you just helping him?
I don't know yet. I said, am I in this, or am I just helping you? He goes, I have a part for you. I said, I don't know. I said, well, whatever. When we get to it, we'll do it. So I don't know. I don't care if I'm in it. I mean, I like just
I'm just, I was just curious.
So, but yeah, I mean, other than Comic-Con, starting this new film project, those of you already know, if you listen to all the other shows and follow me on this and that, I am a new grandfather.
You are. And obviously we've talked since then, we've done shows, but just here on the Big Guys, for people that don't listen, congratulations.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. He's growing so fast.
I saw your post where you were like, I've missed this guy all week.
Yeah, I was gone. I mean, for Comic-Con. I mean, and that whole time, every day, if it wasn't me, it was either Eric or Renee, like, I miss Daniel. So
yeah, has Eric like taken to him too?
Oh yeah, I mean, we all love him. Marky too, when he sees him, and he's just a magical little guy, man. He just brought some much needed love.
Yeah, you said I didn't want to
back in the house. So I mean, it was good. I mean, it's awesome. I'm gonna spoil this kid rotten. I just bought him some new slip-on Vans. When I was down in L.A., I was walking around through this. Dude, the malls in L.A. area
are they huge?
Huge and massive and just numerous levels. And I walked past the Van store. I always go into Van store just in case there's something on sale. They're doing a collaboration with Marvel. So they're having they have some new Marvel Vans. And the little slip-ons that I bought him, they're the checkered ones, but you put the toes on just, this is just screened on the top. The toes look like the Incredible Hulk's toes. So
that's awesome.
So I said, oh, man. I took a picture of it, sent it to Renee, and she said, get them. So, I mean, usually when we see something like that, we just have to get it because I'll get it later and we'll never find it. So
my cousin and his wife are going to have their first child next month. And my aunt was all excited, not his mom, but like one of our other aunts. She found a Slayer onesie she was like, she's not into it, but she knows my cousin is. And he like thought that was the coolest thing ever.
That's awesome. Speaking of Slayer, man, I also went and seen them not too long ago. They're on their farewell tour.
Yeah. My two cousins went. I think they were here earlier in the month.
Oh, man.
And my one cousin was pissed because the people they were with didn't want to go inside yet, so he missed Testament. He was really mad about that.
Oh, man.
My 18-year-old cousin's into Testament. It's, like, awesome. He's into all these older bands like Venom. I never even heard of Venom before.
Testament, man. I love them. It's, like, one of my favorite bands. They're from Oakland.
Yeah, he's really cool.
And, speaking of them, they did a signing at Comic-Con.
I saw that you were there. That's
cool. And they also did a show, man, later that night. So that was awesome. I was like, man, Testament's playing Comic-Con. I have to be there. And
sounds like the perfect marriage of things for you.
I'm glad I got to go to the show because I had bought tickets for a comedy show that happened on the same night. And I was like, oh, man, is it going to be the same time as Testament? And it wasn't. It was actually an earlier show. The comedy show started at 6. We were out of there by 7:30, and the Testament show, they didn't come on until 9. So it was cool.
Who was the comedy show?
You ever watch Comic Book Men?
I've heard of it. I've never. I didn't. Is one of them a stand-up comedy or comic?
Kinda. I mean, it's the Kevin Smith's Comic Book Men guys. Brian Johnson and Ming Chen.
Okay.
They've been in his movies, so they're just basically friends of his. And they have numerous podcasts, both of them. So Renee loves Brian. I do too, man. He's an awesome guy. And Ming, we both know him. So it was cool to go down there and see them just do their little show. It was kind of like a small show. The room was really small, a little intimate show. So it was cool, man. It was awesome. And there was enough people in there. And we had a good time.
That's good.
Dude, I want to tell you about this thing I picked up really quick. I've talked about
it. Yeah, and I have a couple things I want to ask you. So
I talked about it on eSociety. You know the Funko, the Pops and everything?
Oh, yeah. Tons.
They made cereal.
I've seen that. I thought you could only get it online, though. I wanted to try it, but I didn't.
I got this at the FYE in San Diego.
Because they have like a lot of different, or a few different types, don't they, I think?
Yeah. The one I got with the Jason Voorhees. You know me and Friday the 13th, so yep. I had to get it.
So what's it like?
It kind of just tastes like Fruit Loops.
Okay.
But it's like one flavor. These are the red ones. So Theo had some other ones. I can't remember. Big Head and somebody. I don't know.
Who the hell's know who Big Head is?
I don't know. Big Head and somebody. He had some. And but these are the Jason one. I need to get some milk. I'm going to eat these because I want to get the little exclusive pop that's inside.
Yeah, is there something like at the bottom of the box? I bet.
Yeah, there's a little Jason pop in there, so I want to get that. Not the
it's
normal.
It's just amazing
sizes.
How big. Like every time I think Funko's gotten as big as it can, it's just I feel like it's gonna be around forever now because they always seem to have new licenses whenever you, like, they made a Black Phillip Pop.
I haven't gotten that yet.
I haven't either. I don't even know if it's out, but I may have squealed like a Justin Bieber fan when I heard that. you could have probably heard me in Oakland.
Did you see Making Fun, the Funko story or whatever?
I haven't watched it yet. Was it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. Check it out.
I have to watch that, and I want to watch all of the Toys That Made Us or whatever that thing's called.
I need to watch the Lego one, and then I've watched them all. I haven't watched that. But speaking of Funko, did I tell you that I went up to their headquarters in Everett, Washington?
No. How did this happen?
This was back in earlier this year.
I can't believe you didn't tell me. I mean, not that you didn't tell me, but I mean, we've obviously talked more than we've done shows. Yeah. So I'm surprised it never came up.
We went to Seattle or Emerald City Comic Con up in Seattle. Right.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And then we drove up the road a little ways to Everett, Washington. That's where the Funko headquarters is.
Do they let
is.
You just like tour it?
Yeah, it's just a store at the bottom. You can't go upstairs into the offices there. But the store, that's awesome. The store inside is amazing. I'm going back up there in September. We're going to go to the Seattle. The Mariners and A's are playing up there, so we want to go.
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm definitely going to make it over to Funko headquarters again. It's like, dude, it's like maybe 2 or 3 blocks away from my buddy's house. So he knew it was there, but he has no fascination with
Speaking
those
of Funko, did I tell you about the store in Gettysburg?
No.
Like, they have all these, you know, a few different stores with souvenir, I was going to say memorabilia, souvenirs and stuff about the war and everything. And there's this one store that says Funko Pops. And their whole second floor is just stocked, piled with Pops for sale. And I was like, well, I bet that'll keep them relevant. I mean, I've never seen, and it wasn't that big of a building, but it was wall to floor, like every Funko imaginable. To the point where it was overload, and like I couldn't even tell Katie what I wanted. I'm like, there's too many here. I just have to leave. I couldn't handle it. It was crazy.
I'm not that crazy of a collector. I mean, I have some, and I do.
I've slowed down. Like, and for me, obviously, I don't display them in the box because, hello, blind. I would get nothing out of it. So I always take them out. But I've slowed down on. I haven't bought one for a while. That's what she was saying. She was like, you haven't bought a Pop. I'm like, well, I'm waiting for Black Phillip. So,
I think the last ones that I picked up were the New Day.
No, you mean the New Day?
Yeah, New Day. We went to the sad. My heart's breaking. Or my heart's broken. The closing of Toys R Us.
Oh, my God. Was that depressing as hell?
Oh, yeah. A lot of good memories in that store.
And you and I aren't. I don't want to say millennials and like piss off our listeners, but you and I aren't the people that just, it seemed like a lot of people jumped on the bandwagon, even though they'd never been on into a Toys R Us. Like, we've actually been there.
Yeah. I've been there.
Like, that was our childhood.
Many,
I assume yours too. I mean,
yes, many, many times, when I was a kid and as a grown up, as a dad going in there during Christmas.
I mean, do that many people, I guess, buy toys online now?
I guess so.
Cause like, you miss the whole let's go to the toy store thing. Like, I don't know. I can't wrap my head around this. I love online as much as anybody else. I do all my shopping online. But being a kid, going to the toy store was such like a magical thing in a lot of ways.
As a collector,
it's probably better online as a collector, right?
It can be. But for me, I have bought some stuff online that I just can't find. I love the hunt. For what I find. I've been like that since, I'm not one of these new collectors. I've been a collector since I was a little kid.
One of the greatest stories ever, go back to listen to one of our Christmas episodes when Nez tells the story of the Death Star playset. It was probably one of the most inspiring things I've ever heard.
Oh, I can get one. I know I can get it.
I almost wish, like, I looked around, I almost wished I could have found that for you where it wasn't expensive as shit. I thought about buying it for you, but
a buddy,
I don't have $150 or whatever it was.
A buddy of mine has one, and he said he would let it go for a decent price. I said, because I kept telling him, I said, I don't want to pay out the ass for it.
Right.
I was like, I think I can give you a good price. I mean, little. I said nothing over. I just threw out a mat at 120. I just threw out that. But then he said, I can get it to you a good price. It better not be like 119 or something.
It probably will be like 119.99.
If he just said 100, here you go. I would take it. And it's complete in the box. All the pieces are there.
Does that mean he never used it?
Oh, he did. I mean, the box looks worn out. He's played with it, but all the pieces are there. And I was like, that's kind of rare to find one with all the pieces. You can usually find them with put together, and maybe one or two pieces are missing. But
do they make like play sets nowadays? Can you buy the Death Star like in a new version? Is it all new stuff?
There is, but it's much in a
small, I figured it wouldn't be the same, but
smaller
I
scale.
I didn't know if they still produced that or if it was all like onto the new things.
I wish they would remake this. If they remade this and sold it as a Comic-Con exclusive, I know damn well it'll be expensive, but shit, I would buy it.
People buy that. Yeah.
I would buy it.
So the two things I wanted to hit, since we haven't talked, what did you think of Hereditary?
I loved it.
My favorite horror movie of the year so far. Like, I've seen it. I haven't seen everything, but I've seen it twice. It sticks in my mind kind of like The Witch did. Like, I can't quit thinking about it. But I haven't seen everything. I haven't seen, oh my God, I forget the name. The one where they don't talk.
Oh, Quiet Place?
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
It's all right.
Hereditary blew my mind.
That movie, Hereditary, was amazing. You know me with categorizing horror.
I'm only saying horror because that's what
they label it.
Literally, everyone was saying, "Yeah."
I didn't think it was. I mean, The Witch, I didn't think was a horror movie, but
yeah, but the whole like second act of that movie is,
it just went off the
supernatural,
rails.
Supernatural, paranormal.
Oh my God, that movie was amazing. Not to take it out of its genre, I would say right now I always do a top 10.
Right.
That's the number two movie. On my list.
I saw you rave about Unsane, and I rented it. I'm waiting for Katie because she really wants to watch it. But seeing how much you love that, like, I can't wait to see that.
I loved it. I mean, I think what I loved about it so much is how they shot it. I know you wouldn't be able to get that satisfaction, but the way it was all shot with an iPhone.
Really? Is it like found footage then?
No, it's a movie. It's a movie, but
I didn't realize they shot it with.
Yeah, it was shot with an iPhone, so you wouldn't be able to get that out of it. On how each shot, each scene was shot. I love that. There's a little quick little how they made the movie on the Blu-ray.
Does it have a shot? I mean, are the questions answered at the end, or do we still not know if she was actually insane?
I don't know.
I mean, unless you can't tell me without spoiling.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it.
All right.
Some people say the ending just kind of ruined the movie. I didn't think so. I loved how it ended.
I'll let you know what I think.
Yeah, I mean, I love the movie. I mean, I thought it was an amazing film. And did you see Solo?
I still haven't.
Oh, man.
I need to. I don't know what it was. Like, I had no drive to go see it.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it's because I feel like I usually don't have a problem with prequels, but I don't know if it's because I'm like, I don't really care. I'm going to see it eventually, but I just, for some reason, I did not rush out to see it.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of people that I've read stuff and everything.
Because I didn't think it was going to be that. I know some people hate it, and these so-called diehard Star Wars fans hate it. And I loved it. I mean, it wasn't the greatest. I thought Ron Howard did.
I never thought it would be, though. Like, to me, in my opinion, like, I would never think a one-shot movie, regardless of what it would be the greatest ever.
I think, you know, out of these one-shots, there's only been two, man, but they knocked it out of the park with Rogue
One. Oh, my God. That was amazing.
That movie was awesome, and that set the bar. And
I think, too, I mean, this could be a whole show, but and you're a far more massive Star Wars fan than me. I'm like I wouldn't say casual. Like, I know who everything is, but everyone is and everything. But I feel like some of these things like Star Wars or, say, even the Marvel movies to some extent, it gets to the point where someone is so big as a fan, they forget to be entertained by what they're watching and just want to pick everything apart.
Oh, that's all they do. That's what I mean.
Like, how is that fun? Even wrestling fans are like that. There's so much negativity in WWE. It's like, what happened to just watching it? I mean, you say you love it, but how can you love something that you actively seem to hate?
Yeah, we pick things apart, but we're not.
We do. Yeah, we both do.
We're not super judgmental.
I never really talked about Last Jedi. And again, that would be another show. You probably talked it all to death. But
yeah.
Me watching that as the Star Wars fan I am, I couldn't. And now I'm not saying I understand people have problems, but nothing jumped out to me as, oh, I hate this. So, no. Like, I couldn't even understand the hatred of that. Like, I have no idea what anyone's even talking about.
Like,
call that, like, me not being a massive fan and missing things, but I had a hell of a good time with it.
I mean, every movie could be better. Every movie. No, even,
yeah, there's
even
nothing.
What, in your opinion, whatever the greatest movie to you is could be better. Like me, Star Wars, the original. That could be better, but I mean, that's what it was.
Because nothing's ever perfect.
Yeah.
Nothing will ever be perfect.
So I don't know. I mean, I had no problem with Last Jedi. It was my number one favorite movie last year. And I mean, Solo, man, it was an awesome movie. I liked it, man. It wasn't the greatest, but yeah. I loved it.
I think people need to quit thinking that every new Star Wars movie is going to leapfrog everything before it and be the greatest, too.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if you're going to get that mad over a movie, don't go see it.
No.
So, but I don't know.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen Fallen Kingdom yet, which I know got shit on, but I think I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, see it. Check it out. Do you like the Mission Impossible movies?
I've only seen the first one.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
Like,
but
the whole way through. I've heard this one's like the greatest action movie ever, people are saying.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that, but man,
like,
it was badass.
Some critics surprisingly said that.
I don't know. Do
I need to see like 4 and 5 first?
You could see it. I mean, I think you could see any of them. They never really super duper tie in together. I mean, you could see it. I mean, he's.
Because I want to see it. I want to see that. I want to see. Really want to see Christopher Robin.
Oh, I can't wait for that one.
I think I'm gonna cry because they say everyone says you'll cry. So
I'm sure we will. But Mission Impossible, this new one. If you guys haven't seen it yet, Fallout. I'll go into my full review on the next E Society. But damn, it was good.
What be in your top 10 of the year? Do you think?
Yeah, I don't know, man. We still got a few more movies coming out. We'll see. Right now, my top 10 is full.
Let's do our fall preview.
My top 10 is full, and things are starting to fall out of it because I've been seeing a lot of good movies lately. But I think we're going to have to bring this one to a wrap.
Yeah. Like I said, we could probably talk forever.
Yeah, we can go on and on. And,
we still want some blind questions.
Oh, yeah. That's still coming, everybody. That is still coming. I think that's going to be it for this episode. We've been going for a while. Plus, you know me. I got to get to work. So. Yeah.
But Horacopia-wise, hope everybody enjoys episode 200. We talked about trying to get on the regular schedule, so hopefully it does.
All right. We'll talk in a little bit, and we'll figure out what we can do.
Okay.
All right, man. But, hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening. We are back. We're not going to be
mood probably now where we want to just...
Yeah, bust them out. We usually kind of went into stuff we don't talk about. With movies and stuff like that. But, hey, this is a catching up show. Yep. So, again, thank you, everyone, for listening. And, dude, congratulations on the awesome news.
Thank you.
Give Katie my love, and I better be invited to the wedding, damn it.
You are.
So, man.
Hopefully we meet before then.
We will.
If not, we
got to meet before that so we can hang out because – planning a wedding and the wedding day is I don't expect to see much of you because you're going to be all over the place, but we'll hang out before all that. But everyone, check out our other shows, Horacopia, MacNez, E-Society, and always listen to the big guys. So until next time, wait, you got anything else?
No, I'm good.
Alright, so everyone,
just try not to sneeze into the microphone.
Until next time, I'm Big Nez.
Big Jesse.
And you were listening to the Big Guys Podcast. Later on.
Bullshit artist.